When it's 5:29 a.m. Monday morning, the 22nd of Dhulqada, 1444, which is also the 12th of June, 2023. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Dhulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter number 26 and verses 200 to 204. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, كَذَلِكَ similarly, سَلَكَنَاهُ, we admit and include and enter this Iman, this Quran, everything, fi قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, in the hearts of the criminals. They know what is the truth, and it enters there. Then what do? La yu'minuna bihi. They know there's only one Almighty Allah. They know that the prophets and messengers were selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And they know that Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger. They know the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the last constitution for humanity and posterity. But yet, لا يؤمنون به. They don't bring Iman. They reject it. حتى يره العذاب الأليم. Till the punishment dawns on them. Right in Sakarat. Now when they see, they're leaving this world, and that punishment, which is very, very painful, horrible, terrible, now they want to bring Iman and faith like the Pharaoh. فَيَأَتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَهُ. Suddenly the death will come to them. Suddenly the punishment will come to them. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they perceive it not. Then when Sakarat, the pains and pangs of death surrounds them, what do they say? فَيَقُولُوا هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنْظَرُونَ. Will we be given respite? حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قال رب ارجعون لألي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا. Almighty Allah speaks of this in chapter 23, verses 99 and 100. When the death approaches a non-Muslim, he begs, he petitions Allah, please send me back. I'll do all the good deeds. Allah simultaneous answer, كَلَّا, never ever. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. These are just words on the tip of their tongue. So see, death is a reality. Even the atheist believes in it. But remember, how many of us are preparing for death and post-death, that we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, take me from this world with Iman and Islam, and make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you, O my beloved Allah. Hence the non-Muslim will plead and beg with Almighty Allah, هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنْظَرُونَ. Will there be respite for us? So Almighty Allah states, أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. a istifham inkar. That is a rhetorical question. What? Our punishment? Our punishment? Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Yasta'jilun. Are they making haste? They who challenge the prophets and messengers. Today also they are challenging us. Bring the punishment. Bring the punishment. But when the death comes and the punishment comes, but alas, then it's too late. Then they want to bring Iman. It is like the referee blew the whistle and now you want to score the goals. All that means nothing. So we need to wake up and understand our responsibilities on earth. We are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. And we need to learn what is expected of us, Muslim and non-Muslim. Life is a sojourn, a short period. And then death, and then accountability, the day of reckoning. Many, many stages still to come. Let us take you around the world. Remember that news, views, interviews, globally, nationally, and internationally. Capitec. Capitec is one of the banks here in South Africa. And that owner and so forth, it is expected that he'll be losing 250 million rand loss in the shares as the shares of Capitec decline. So that bank seems to be having a lot of problems. The harami and the war criminal Ben Gwee Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey, minister of security there. Remember in Israel, in the Haaretz newspaper, it was written a few days ago, it's about time that Bibi fires him because he has caused more harm to Israel than goodness. Now his chief of staff, Dorfman, he goes and urinates standing, obviously, in public. This is the Israeli Jewish culture. He stands in full public, the cameras on him, he's urinating, and people say in Africa they're not civilized. This is Israel, the haramis, the terrorists, the Nazi regime. And where does he go and urinate? He goes and urinate there in public where the Palestinians were martyred and murdered. To say your lives are worth nothing, we will urinate on you. Next time the harami might go and defecate there also in public. So you jutlas, you should hang your heads in shame. I told you 100 times, 1,000 times. You are not a chosen nation, you are a cursed nation. And Almighty Allah will punish you till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice and the day of reckoning. Chapter 7, verse 167. Australia, big problem. New Zealand, Australia, I've been to these countries. Australia once, New Zealand thrice. So if a small accident takes place, they make it so big. But this was a big accident in New South Wales. A bus driver, we don't know, he lost control, he fell sleepy or what. 10 people dead, 25 people injured, and it was a solo vehicle, one vehicle only. Ukraine counter-offensive coming up. Putin is giving them a thrashing of their lives. The Leopard tanks are getting blown up and they don't know what to do. Remember that their people are fleeing for their lives. Millions of them already have fled and now thousands of them are running. That water is causing so much damage in so many places. Some places the water has receded, but other places it has not receded. Sudan, remember that Saudi Arabia and America condemning them, that the ceasefire was till Saturday night. There were some skirmishes and yesterday was all out war. And remember, nobody can control them. But anything happens, go to the origin. Russia wanted a military base. The Sudanese military government said fine, America must poke its nose. And then, you know, there are prostitutes and prostitutes everywhere. So what happens? They start giving that rapid force in Sudan, the opposition, millions and billions, and now there's a civil war there. So who's to blame? America is to blame. So therefore, always you need to go to the origin. Japan, big problem. See, I've been to Japan once also. So you look at it so clean, and you won't find a piece of paper there on the roads and so forth. There are trains and everything. If they delayed by seconds or minutes, they will apologize and so forth. So meticulous and particular they are. In their bullet trains, they have eastern toilets with water and so forth. I was really impressed with all that. But when you have a closer look, then you find it's not so rosy and hunky and dory, you know. So they are, for intercourse and so forth, their minimum age is 13 years old. Can you believe that, Japan? 13 years old. Now some rape took place. Now there's a big debate raging on. Is this right for us to have 13 years old consent, you understand, for sexual and intimacy and intercourse and so forth and so on? So imagine 13 years old. And you're supposed to be a first world country, and then you come and tell us about Islam and so forth. So think properly. Now look at what India did. You see, both sides, you got the enemies of Islam. One side in Saudi, you got MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. He's the enemy of Islam. And you can quote me anywhere in the world, he's a Murtad traitor to Islam. And the Indian government, Quran says, the Jutlas and the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worshippers, your worst enemies. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And if you don't know chapter and verse, then the last verse of the 6th Supara, 6 Jews, just before the 7th Supara. So India sends, now 2-3 days ago, a plane from India to Jeddah. Listen to this now. The pilot, all women. The crew, all women. The passengers, all women. Not one male there, not one husband there, not one mahram there. No father, no son, no brother, nothing. And they're all making labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Now, say a historic flight. Saudi Arabia is praising it. And remember, India is praising it. Who's worried about this, that such a journey is cursed by Allah Ta'ala? So this is what the modern day world wants. You must redefine Islam. You must bring Islam, a different type, you know, an apologetic Islam. We don't want the orthodox Islam. Now, this kind of women, you tell me, that was it worth it? For they'll say 100%, our name is in the newspapers, we're in the media, we have become famous. The intention is already tainted. So we must understand Al-Khabithatu Lil-Khabithin, that one side is the Khabith, is MBS, the Murtad, and other side is the Khabith, the impure, immoral Mudiji, the butcher of Gujarat. Always remember that. In Vietnam, we've been to Vietnam also. Vietnam is a country, they don't allow their citizens to have guns. But now when you oppress people, then they start revolting and rebelling. So they want more autonomy, and then some people got killed and so forth over the weekend. And this is their demand. But you know, Vietnam, all these places are controlled by China as well. And the law is such, they won't think twice to shoot you if they feel you are a mischief maker and so forth. Pakistan has received its first oil at discount price from Russia. When Imran Khan was doing that, so remember, the Americans made sure that they get rid of him, and they brought all these chores and crooked people and crooks. Let's call them crooks for what they are. But now the same crime is committed in the eyes of America, so now they have to keep quiet, because why? The oil is working out much cheaper this way for them. Putin is giving them a discount price and so forth compared to the Gulf countries. So what do you see? That now very soon they're going to have elections, but they will try and ensure Imran Khan and his party, the Pakistan Tahreek-e-Insaf, the PTI, must not participate, or they will make it difficult for them and so forth. So 100% Choro ki hukumat, the government of crooks in Pakistan. Now the Bedouins were throwing stones there in Palestine to some Jutlas. 100% you justified. You throw stones, you take out knives, you take out your guns, one settler, you put them away. 100% justified in Islam. So obviously the Israeli Defense Force will come and then arrest them or demolish their homes and so forth. But they themselves are getting more and more humiliated and so forth. Yeah, in Kenya, big problems. The Romanian Foreign Ministry had to recall their ambassador because he made some real terrible racist remarks against the African politicians. We can't even repeat it. It was a disgrace, you know. That's why I tell you, most of these whiteys, they are racist, you must remember. Good thing any one of them does all these funny remarks, you must kick them out and expel them. Thereafter, Gantz. Gantz is the minister there, you must remember, in Israel. He slams BB and Ben-Gvir. He says all the security you are doing and all that is not working, and more people are losing their lives. Arabs, over 100 now, or 100 have lost their lives. And you see, 23 consecutive weeks, the Israelis, the Jutlas, are marching against their own illegal government. 1,000 Palestinians are invited by the Saudi regime to perform Hajj. So every year they do that. So 1,000 is very little, but anyway, we will say it's still okay compared to nothing. So now we want to see, will they leave from Israel and Tel Aviv to Jeddah, or will they have to go this side here to Jordan and then go? So all this are the news, views and interviews. So inshallah, today 8:30 to 9, we will discuss Istanbul. Istanbul today, which cities of importance? So today, Istanbul, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30 will be a da'wah ilallah, how we should invite people towards Islam. And tonight, inshallah, the live Q&A with Mona Arafat and myself, inshallah al-Aziz, on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Listener says, can I make qurbani with zakat money, then distribute the qurbani to the poor, Ustad?
Totally haram. You must remember, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, for zakat, they are poor, there are people that must fulfill this criteria. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. 8 categories are mentioned. You must give your zakat to poor people. You must give your zakat, remember, to people who are, you know, really destitute and so forth. Now you want to take your zakat, make your qurbani. That qurbani is not valid, and the zakat also is not valid. Remember, don't try to have loopholes and shortcuts and skaldakhari. The Jutlas, the Haramis did that. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, chapter number 7, verse 166, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Allah says, we transformed them. A metamorphosis took place. They became monkeys, despicable, literally monkeys. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Yet another place, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla states that we made them into swine, some of them, and some of them into monkeys. So don't play with the deen and Islam, my brother, my sister. Zakat, you give to the poor, poor Muslims. Qurbani, you use your halal money, and you do so. If you can't afford it here in South Africa, then send your money overseas and so forth. Today again, I will send out the Qurbani details of Majlisul Ulama of Port Elizabeth. So don't request, we will be sending it out to all our contacts, inshallah. Aziz.
Ustad, what is happening with the, it says here, with the wolves in South Africa? Are any of them leaving the country? If so, where are they going, Ustad?
Remember, not only Boers and the whiteys, there's a brain drain in South Africa. Whether it is coloureds, whether it's Indians, whether it's Africans who are, you know, with degrees and educated and have the means, and the whiteys, where are they going? They're going to greener pastures. Some of them are going to Mauritius, some of them are going to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, America. America, Jutla, some of them go to Israel, and the African countries are all willing to take them on because of their skills, especially for the Boer. They are the masters in the field of farming and so forth. Go to Mozambique, go to Zambia, go to so these African countries and see how many of them have settled there. Go to Mauritius, they got their own township there, you must remember. How ye in Indonesia, we got boom gates everywhere. Now you can't just come in and so forth. It's one-way traffic and one-way exit, the other one side is closed. By the beach, they got their own place there. So you must remember the former president of Mauritius was a Muslim. I had a one-to-one meeting with him. I told him, Mr. President, I want to meet you, but I got one condition. I want to make conditions. So he said, what? I said, I don't want no bodyguards and all that. Let us just talk. He said, fine. So I spent one hour with him, and I asked him this question. That is it true that so many whiteys are coming from South Africa and they're having their own, you stand, cocoon and own place and paradise in the sun and so forth? He said it's not so much like what the media is saying, but the principle is there, it is happening. So imagine they got apartheid here in their history, now they want to make apartheid there as well. So that is what they do. And the Mauritian government is a Hindu government. They listen to Modi, and remember, they're very sympathetic to South Africans, and more so if you're white and you got money, so then they will give you a lot of perks and a lot of concessions as well.
I've got here, it says, I'm Saul, S-A-U-L, Shalom's brother. You remember me? I'm Hebrew. It says here, please don't have ego, AK. In a war of ego, the loser always wins. Ustad, Saul.
Saul, you see, Saul, what happened? They got two Sauls. One is Saul, S-O-L, Saul Kirzner. You know him, he was a Jutla. Your people's all these casinos and all that. Then there's another Saul. That Saul was a Jutla. He was a Hebrew. And then he say he saw a dream. And then the dream he saw, he left Judaism and he became a Christian. And he hijacked the whole of, you must remember, Christianity. He brought about all these lies that Christmas is on the 25th of December. And remember that they must have the Pauline theory. His name became Paul. From Saul, he became Paul. So let's talk about egos. So you, my brother Saul, you have to answer all these questions. What was the ego of the Zionists? They were offered portions in South America, Argentina, they rejected it. They were offered land, yeah, you must remember in Africa, there in Ethiopia, Uganda, they rejected it. What did the Muslims have to do with the murder of Jews in Europe or the Holocaust, if you want to accept it? Nothing. And you are the ones who got the ego and you lied to the world and you said a people without a land and a land without people. Obviously, there were hundreds of thousands of Palestinians there. But you came in with your gangs, the Irgun gang and the Haganah gang and the Stern gang, and you murdered and martyred my brothers, sisters and children. Then you got their David Ben Gurion. He said the old will die and the young will forget. When he poisoned the water and the wells for the Palestinians. Do you know that? Do you know that he used to say, your people's war criminal, Ariel Sharon or Ari? Eddie used to say, shoot one bullet and kill two. They target the pregnant woman. And your Ihtimar Ben Gwey Ibn Himar, the donkey. He says, every Palestinian you shoot is very good. And you want to come tell me about ego, you harami? You steal the land of Palestine. You want to steal Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. And forget all that, you're winning. The whole world opinion is turning. Your politicians went to America. Each one got a good threshing and came back. Threshing, not physically, but figuratively. Smotrich, when they gave him, you must remember, the cold shoulder. That Rothman, when he got so mad, he stole that guy's megaphone. Your other guy went, you must remember that he pushed that one guy. And so you are becoming the pariah in the whole world, remember. You get these Arab stooges and puppets and fools and donkeys, you must remember, traitors to Islam and murtads and apostates like Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Bahrain and Egypt and Jordan and all these countries. So Morocco, they will be because they bribed up by America and you and so forth. So don't come tell me about ego, please. You go fly a kite, we're going to settle this issue properly and we're going to take over the whole of Palestine.
I mean, you see, time will tell, A.K. Ustad.
It's finished. Time has already spoken, my brother. You are the biggest terrorist murderers on this earth. Who murdered two-year-old Mohammed Tamimi last week? I'm asking you. Who murdered Shirin Abu Akila? Who murdered the people in Gaza over all these years? Come, my brother, wake up. Smell the coffee.
I got Kevin Ustad. He says, hi, Mufti A.K. Is the Prophet Muhammad's name mentioned in the Bible? Kevin, who's that?
100% is mentioned, but you see the Jews and the Christians, what they did, they made tahrif. Tahrif means they distorted the message. So therefore, you have so many different versions of the Bible and the Gospel and the Torah that even the Jews and the Christians are confused. Where is our original book and constitution revealed to Moses, peace be upon him? Where is the original book, Injil, Gospel that was revealed to Jesus? They don't have. You don't have a single person living today who has by heart the original text in the original language. So what has happened? You must go and just press Ahmed Didat, D-E-E-D-A-T, and all his books you will see there, Muhammad in the Bible, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So if you go to the Bible today, you will find the word Muhammad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nami, ismi grami, honorable blessed name is removed and expunged and replaced with comforter. And you will find the valley of Mecca is also mentioned. And they use the word Faran, P-A-R-A-N, F-A-R-A-N. So everything is mentioned. Yajidunahu maktuban indahum fit Tawrat wal Injil. The Quran teaches us that the honorable name of the Master alayhi salatu salam is explicitly mentioned in the Torah and in the Injil. But they have expunged it and removed it. And that is why. Why did do all this? Hasadam min Indian Fusim. Out of jealousy, they want more and more people to choose Christianity or Judaism and so forth. But you see, the magnet is there. What is the magnet? Like you see here in Gauteng, that in the weekend there was an earth tremor. So, and they say the epicenter was Alberton. That's what they said first. Then they said, no, it's Boksburg because it's right next to the mine. So Islam is the magnet and is the epicenter. So everybody now is coming near slowly, slowly. Some Jutlas and Jews will embrace Islam. Christians, you saw in the past month, over 100 people embrace Islam here. All, not we. We are sinners, transgressors. We non-entities. All the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. The Hindus want to embrace Islam. So remember that Islam is the only salvation for humanity and posterity, brother.
Of course, it says, why was the army in the line of fire in the Pakistan protest? Sister Ranel, Ustad.
Sister Ranel, you must remember this. You must understand Pakistan politics. When we were studying, I'm speaking of the 70s now, my sister Ranel. I left South Africa in 74 and in beginning and came back in 80, the ending. So we got some experience. So that time, I just want to draw a parallel and an analogy so you understand things better. So you know of Benazir Bhutto, right? So Benazir Bhutto's father, remember, was Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. So he used to belong as the leader of the PPP, Pakistan People's Party. They still existing today. So on the opposite side, they had the Pakistan National Alliance, Pakistani Qaumi Ittihad, 9 parties. Mufti Mahmood, our Ustad, understand? He completed our Bukhari Sharif. So anyway, that he was the leader of the 9 parties and so forth. But in the ending, remember that what happens, that you see that he was executed, he was hanged and so forth, that is Zulfikar Bhutto. So similarly, yeah, you got two families. They don't want to relinquish power. You got the Sharif family, Nawaz Sharif sitting in London in the UK, and you got his brother Shabazz Sharif, he's the Prime Minister now, all upside down, corrupted to the core. And then you got the Bhutto family. You see, that Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bilawal. So he is Benazir Bhutto's son, Asif Zardari's son. So these are the second family. So Imran Khan comes on the scene and says, I want out, and I don't want Pakistan to be involved in corruption. Pakistan is an autonomous state. We will not give our land, our sand, to for military bases to America and so forth. Now you think the Americans can accept that? A Pakistani president or prime minister telling them this? So therefore, you must understand Pakistan politics, my sister Renal. The prime minister is just the figurehead. Like how in America, Congress wields the power. So yeah, the army wields the power. Whatever the army tells them, if the army want tomorrow, they can remove him. But they don't want Imran. Because why? Then their perks, their concession, they are all corruption. Everything will come to the fore. So that is why anybody is going to protest and so forth, then they will start shooting and intimidating, blackmailing the people. Barakallah. And next we have the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, then the Fajr Adhan, and then Mawla Khalid, 7 o'clock, inshallah, Mawla Zaid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.